Yom Yerushalayim Sameach to all, and a happy 43rd anniversary, and a Mazel Tov to Rabbi Barnea on the latest addition to the clan, Baruch Hashem, and to Nachi, but he's not here with us right now. And we're holding today at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Chof Hei Omed Aleph, Echad Dvarim Shel Atzmo ve'Echad Dvarim Shel Acherim. So we're going to continue now with the dinim of where Shvua Abitoy is Chal. And the Shvua's Bitoy could be Chal, whether it's personal or whether it's somebody else that it involves. Echad Dvarim Sheyesh Be'em Mamash, whether it's something. Now this is interesting. Yesh Be'em Mamash has two different meanings. Echad Dvarim Shein Be'em Mamash, because Mamash means substantial, right? So it has substance and like something that when it comes to a shvua could be even without any substance. That means like I won't sleep or I will sleep. So the sleep is not something of substance, but it also means something substantial in the sense that it matters. Remember, matter means the same thing. This has matter and this matters, right? So if you throw something into, you take a stone and you throw it into the ocean. It really doesn't matter to anybody very much. Right? You could still make a shvua that I'll throw something into the ocean, or that I did throw something into the ocean. So in that sense, whether it is something of matter or not, or it has substance or it's substantial, fascinating play on words. But anyway, both are true, as Rashi points out. So what do I mean? So I'll give you an example. Shvua she'etein le'ish ploni. Talking about a shvua that has to do with other people. Well, I'm going to give something to Mr. So-and-so, or I will not give anything to Mr. So-and-so. Or I gave something, natati, or I did not give anything. Those are all issues that involve other people, and nonetheless, they are just as liable to be mechayev you, your korban olah yored, as something had to do with yourself. What do we mean when we talk about dvarim she'etein mamash? Well, for instance, I make a shvua that I will sleep, or shvua I will not sleep, or shvua that I did sleep, or shvua shelo yashant, or an act that is non-substantive, that doesn't have any substantial meaning, shezrok tzror liyam, or shelo ezrok tzror liyam, or shezarakti tzror liyam, or shelo zarakti tzror liyam. Those are all examples of the three issues, essentially, if we split the idea of mamish into two, of the three issues that the mission has pointed out, that Shvuas's Bitui is actually Chalon. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eino Chayav Ela Al Atid Lavo. Now here, this is the Rabbi Yishmael that we've been talking about all along. And that is, he only holds that the Pesuk says Lo Ra'al Leitiv is future-oriented. Therefore, where do you see that you could be chayav a korban olah v'yored on making a shvua that you did do something or did not do something in the past? That's not included. La ra'al leitiv, it says. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, well, look. I mean, if you are going to be focusing on the specific cases mentioned in the Pasuk, so then how could the Mishnah say that even something that has no particular meaning is included? It shouldn't be, because it says lo ra'al leitiv. So how can you make a shvua, I'll throw a stone into the ocean? I mean, what does that have to do with lo ra'al leitiv? Or I did or I didn't. So therefore, according to you, it wouldn't even be true, because dover she'ein bo hara'a v'atava should not be included. How do you know it's included? Dvarim she'ein bo hara'a v'atava hara'a minayin. So Rabbi Shmuel said, oh, well, that I know from a ribui in the pasuk, because remember that at first it says la ra'al leitiv, and then it continues to say lekol asher yevatei adam b'shvua. So then that lekol includes anything at all, even things that are not specifically la ra'al leitiv. Omar lo, Rabbi Akiva said to him, precisely, I knew that. And the point is that if it's marba, something that's not la ra'al leitiv, why can't it be marbe, something that's not la ra'al leitiv in the future? I mean, something has to do with the past. So the same way, imri ba ketuv lekach, to expand beyond la ra'al leitiv in the sense of good or bad, It should be able to expand beyond the sense, the literal sense of laureality, which is a future tense, and it should go beyond that too, and it should include the same idea in a mirror image about the past. So riba katuv lakach. Why do you only use it to change the good and bad part of lahara laitiv and not the future versus past part of lahara laitiv? I say the same thing. Tana Rabban. So the Braita points out some of these halachas in terms of how they affect shvuah as opposed to neder and vice versa. So on the one hand, we have chomer b'nedarim b'shvuot. There are some ways that a neder is chomer in the sense that it can be chal on more things than a shvuah can. And in certain ways, a shvuah can be chal on things that a neder cannot be chal on. So let's take a look first. In what sense is the nedarim more broadly chal than shvuahs? Because you can make a neder on a dvar mitzvah, and it will prevent you from being the kind of mitzvah. So, for instance, if you say that the hana'av of a sukkah is prohibited for you, so then you can't sit in the sukkah. You didn't directly attack the mitzvah, obviously, but the fact is we're not going to be machil on adam adavah that is osra Allah, so you won't be able to sit in the sukkah. And that would be, even though it's nogea mitzvah, kedvar rishut, but you couldn't do that for a shvuah. You can't say, I will not be Mekayim a sukkah, I will not sit in a sukkah, because that would be keneged, mushba va'omed mi'ar Sinai. But on the other hand, you can make a shvuah on something that has no actual material substance. So you could say, a shvuah is chal al davar she'ein bo mamash, such as sleep. I make a shvuah that I will not sleep. You can't make a neder, you can't aser sleep on yourself, because you have to aser a chefetz. So you could say, I can aser this milk on myself. But sleep is not a davar sheyesh bo mamish that you could aser on yourself. So therefore, it's more chomer, in a sense. There, you can be chal davar sheein bo mamash kedavar sheyesh bo mamash. But by the very nature of how a neder works, you couldn't do that on a darim, because it doesn't have a chefetz on which to be chal. And the point of a neder is that it is an iser on the chefetz, not on the individual. So, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, I'll give you an example of a shvuah that is relevant to others. Let's say, you say a shvuah, I'm going to give this to so-and-so. Or I will not give it to so-and-so. Now, just want to make something clear over here. When you say, I will give, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a donation to a oni? How can you make a shavua like that? Ile mitzvah darka la'ani, isn't that mushbava omed mi'ar Sinai? You have a chiv from our Sinai that you will give money to aniyim. So because of that, it won't be chal on you if you say, I will give tzedakah. Now, this is really a tremendous chiddush, right? Because you're obviously not mushba v'yomid me'ar Sinai to give a particular person tzedakah. So, I mean, if you want to take that mitzvah and you want to aim it at a particular individual, that's your right. And therefore, why would it be mushba v'yomid me'ar Sinai? So there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim and in the Achronim about how in the world we could say that it would not include any case of tzedakah la'ani. Okay, but this right now is beyond the focus of the daf, because this is now being mentioned only agav. Shenemar naton titen lo. You definitely have to give to an ani. Ela, what it's talking about is a matana to an ashir. So since he doesn't have to give him, here it's not a gift, bi'oma. So therefore it would be chal. But it's not Nogea himself, it's Nogea the other person. She ishan v'shelo ishan. Then we were talking about things that ain't behem mamash. You can say, I'll sleep, or I won't sleep. Wait a second. You can't make a shvuah that you won't sleep. Amy, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see, a guy says, I make a shvuah that I won't sleep for the next 3 days. The din is, he should go to sleep right away. Of course, we'll give him malchus. That'll help him sleep, let me tell you. because that is essentially a shuah shuv. You cannot keep yourself up for 3 days without, in any moment, dozing off. And therefore, it's basically a shuah shuv. It has no meaning, the shuah. So how could we say over here, we'll give you an example of a shuah's bitui, in which a guy says, I won't sleep? No, that is a case where he said, I won't sleep for 3 days. Here he didn't say, I won't sleep for 3 days. He means, I'm not going to go to sleep now. How long is now? As long as I can stay up, that's all. And therefore, we're not talking about a case that would violate shuah shuv. Another example that we gave of a shuah that doesn't have any mamashut in the sense of it has no substantial meaning. Itmar. So what it said in the Mishnah, I'll throw a pebble into the yam, you know, great. Or I won't. So let's take a look at things like that, Bishavar, Itmar. Shuah shezarak plonit zror l'yam. How about the very fascinating sugya that we are about to enter, which is more complex than it might seem when you haven't yet fallen down the rabbit hole. So the guy is talking about shuah shezarak ploni. He's not saying I threw something into the sea. Now, this is the same idea, right? Ezrok zror l'yam, shloh ezrok. That is the future version of shezarakti velo zarakti. But what if you would have said, and it makes perfectly good sense to say this, I saw so-and-so throw this little pebble into the ocean, and I swear I saw that. Or I swear he never threw that little stone into the sea. So what's the din over there? So Rav says, well, what's the problem? You're chayev, made a shvuah. It's nogea someone else, but who cares? We said that a shvuah's bitui is a shvuah's bitui, whether it's relevant to you, relevant about someone else. So why would you not be chayev in that case? Rav Shmuel says, you're potter. Now, we are assuming the following statement, Tosis explains, was not said by Rav and Shmuel, because if it were said by them themselves, then the whole piece of Gemara to follow doesn't make any sense. But we were assuming that the meaning of Rav and Shmuel Shita is that Rav says, well, since you can say it in the negative and in the positive, right? Which is Lahara La'etiv in the mirror image. Now, it's true. You cannot say it in the future. You cannot say so-and-so will throw a pebble into the ocean, because that's not in your hands. So that would be an impossible la'atid, but it is possible l'sha'avar, both la'ara la'ativ in the sense of being negative and positive in the past. Where Shmuel says, you're potter, so apparently Rav only cares about its needing to be a shvuah that could be either in the positive or in the negative. So yitim la'vein, you could say he did throw a pebble into the ocean. You could say he did not. And that's all that I need to be mekayim the lahara o lahetiv in its mirror version into the past. But Shmuel says, no, it's potter, because it also has to be a shvuah that can exist either in the past or in the future. Now, let's just think about that for a moment. Remember that we're taking over here, throughout the sugya, the pasuk that talks about the korban olam yared, which says lahara olahetim, and then it adds l'chol asher yishabahar, that anything which we talked about in the Mishnah should expand that into anything at all, even if it isn't specifically in terms of good or bad. Everybody appreciates that. So the good or bad is stated in the pasuk as the definition of what type of shvuah we're talking about. It's not only a description of the particular case for the good or for the bad. It's also setting up in advance what type of shvuah are we talking about when we discuss a korban olah v'yared on a shvuah's bitui. And let's remember, it's a very specific type of shvuah. It's not a shvuah shav. It's not a shvuah sheker, it's called a shvuah bitui. So this is l'hara la'etiv is a given, and we expand it into anything that is positive or negative because of the pasuk recall asher yishava, right? And then we also expand it. This, of course, is part of the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, but we also expand it into lekol asher yishava, meaning positive or negative, not only in the future, lihara or leitiv, but even about what was in the past, correct? Now, if a naive reader reads the pasuk lihara leitiv, he sees clearly that it is possible that we are limiting the type of shvua in the discussion of Elav Yored to a shvua that has negative or positive potential. He does not see right away that it would also include a requirement for a shvua to exist both in the past and in the future. Why doesn't he see that right away? Because the extension of the idea of lahara leitiv could mean also not only in the future lahara, but that is not evident. So what's more likely? Is it more likely that you'll have a hakpada on positive or negative, or more likely that you'll have a hakpada on the potential for future or past? Obviously, it's more likely that you immediately note that positive and negative, that's innate in the pasuk. Future and past, that's an extension, and you may not have a right to build on the extension into the past, that you need to have both positive and negative, both in the future and in the past, right? Okay. Now, taking that into consideration, then Rav, who says you're chayev, what we're saying now is that Rav apparently does not need that it has to exist also in the future, because obviously there's no way for you to be able to make a shvua that so-and-so will do something in the future. So that's out of your hands, and therefore it would not be a shvuas bidui of commitment. Now, what we're assuming is that Rav says, I don't need it to be both in the past and in the future, but it's enough for me if I can say positively he did throw this stone, or I could say negatively he did not throw a stone. Shmuel says that's not enough. It has to also exist in the future as well as in the past. And since in this case it does not exist in the future, because you cannot say so-and-so will throw a stone, you also cannot say so-and-so did throw a stone and have it included in Shvuas Bidui. Now, this is our take. It's not what Shmuel said. So before we really clearly defined through Shmuel's own words what it is that Shmuel meant, we thought, we didn't realize that what we just said is the Sfara. Shmuel never said it himself. And so our first take on it, it's very confusing, Gemara, but this is how Tosfos explains it. Obviously, this was our first take. And now we're thinking, okay, maybe. So the first thing that we're thinking is, could it be that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel is a very simple machlokas, which is the equivalent to the machlokas in our Mishnah? According to Rabbi Akiva, you can make a shvua in the past, and it's a shvuas bitui. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you cannot make a shvua in the past, and it will not be a shvuas bitui. I mean, you could make a shvuas sheker, but that's not the shvuas bitui that you would be chayev a korban olav yored on, right? So, I mean, a very it's a simplistic understanding of the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel would simply be, can I make a shvua about something in the past? Shmuel says you cannot, and Rav says you can. Now, obviously, the question about whether ite bilahaba v'la—that's we're not taking into consideration yet at all. So, lema b'plukta the Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva kamiflagei. Is it possible Rav and Shmuel would be arguing about the simple cases in the Mishnah between two tanoim, which is very difficult to believe? It's not. Rabbi Shmuel omer eino chayav ela atid lavo. You can't make a shvua about the past to be mechayev you korban olav yored, so that would be exactly what Shmuel is saying. You cannot make a shvua in the past. And so that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds, because it says only lahara, which is in the future, o leitiv, which is in the future. And Rabbi Akiva said to him, that's crazy. If that's the case, if you're taking Lara Lo'itiv literally, so then why doesn't it have to be something that is specifically good for you or bad for you? Why would it be something that's just a fact? Like, I will throw a pebble into the ocean, right? And you agreed to that. Oh, yes, I do, says Rabbi Shmuel. Dvorim she'in behem hara'a v'hatava, I know that from the extra pasuk of l'kol asher yishava adam, right? Okay, so it doesn't have to be literally l'ra la'iti. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, well, if it doesn't have to be literally l'ra la'iti, then the other element of le'hara la'iti, which is future, the riboy should come to say it doesn't have to be in the future. And it might be something in the past. So im riba katuv l'kach. Riba katuv l'kach. Okay, so then that's basically the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, right? Rav is saying, I can make a shvua in the past, and b'chayav shvuas pitui, so-and-so did throw a rock into the ocean. And he's going like Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, no, that would not be a shvuas pitui. That's true, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Is that the Machlokas? That Rav diyomek Rabbi Akiva, Shmuel diyomek Rabbi Shmuel? Of course not, says the Gemara. There's nothing to discuss. I mean, obviously, if you're going like Rabbi Shmuel, who's going to tell you that what Rabbi Shmuel holds, that you can make a shvuah in the past? He says, beferish, you cannot make a shvuah's bitui in the past. The b'chayev ha-korban olam yoreh. So scotch that. We're not talking about Rabbi Shmuel. What we're questioning is what the din would be according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, obviously, he holds you can't make a shvua in the past, even if you could make it in the future. So obviously, if you can't make it in the future, I mean, that's ridiculous. Of course, Rabbi Shmuel would never say in that case that you would be chayev. Hashta nilta deyite b'labalom b'chayev ala Rabbi Shmuel shavar. If it would even be a potential shvua in the future, and still Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's not. So Kosher King, where it's not even a potential shvua in the future, Rabbi Shmuel would not say that you could make it in the past. We're only talking about Rabbi Akiva. Keep Ligia Libra Rabbi Akiva. So Rav says, look, Rabbi Akiva says you can make a shvua in the past. I'm giving you an example of a shvua in the past. What's eating you, man? He says so-and-so threw something into the ocean. So you're saying, well, that doesn't have any substantial meaning. The Mishnah already said you don't need substantial meaning. So what's your problem? So there I'm saying, look, according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm just simply telling you what the Mishnah says. Where Shmuel says, no, 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 even according to Rabbi Akiva, not in this case, because at kan lo mechayv Rabbi Akiva hasib l'shavar, ala milta de ite bilaba, there mechayv Rabbi Akiva l'shavar. If you have something that is translatable also into the future. So if you could say it, I swear that so-and-so will throw a pebble into the brook. But obviously you can't make a shvua like that. That's completely out of your hands. There would be a shvua shav, that's all it would be. And therefore, in this case, since mide delete bilahaba, lo, Rabbi Akiva would also agree that yes, you can make a shvua be'avar if that shvua is translatable into the lahaba. Because it's basically a mirror image, he's saying, but you can't, if you don't have that mirror image, then you don't have the potential din of a korban olah v'yored. I'm saying, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that's the beauty of what I'm saying, that Rabbi Akiva would agree to Rabbi Shmuel if you don't have both l'haba and l'atit. So, therefore, it's nothing to do with the machlokas in the Mishnah, of course. I mean, it's nothing to do, but we're talking about what the din would be alib to Rabbi Akiva, clearly. Well, okay, maybe the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is in fact, therefore, about a davar that is a standing machlokas between Tanoim, different Tanoim, between Rav Yehuda ben Betera and the Rabbanan. Because later on we're going to have a Mishnah that's not. Somebody was nishpa levatel et mitzvah. So he says, I am not going to put on tefillin. And he did put on tefillin. He's potter, because that was never a shvua, because he was mushpa v'omid ne'ar Sinai, that he has to put on tefillin. So that's not an issue. But what if he was nishpa to be mekayim a mitzvah? He said, I am going to, I make shua, I am going to put on tefillin today. What about there? What if he didn't put on tefillin? Would he be chayev for shua's bitui? And since he didn't keep, so he's putter. Now, the reason he's putter, of course, is because of the fact that he's mushba v'emed bar Sinai, and you cannot be nishba l'kayim b'sa mitzvah, like we said. But you might have thought that we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira said, on the contrary, if you can make a shvua to put on chocolate on your head, and that would be a chiyuv, so if you make a shvua to put tefillin on your head, isn't it 100% more powerful? If you're chayev even, tovar, that is eno mushpa aleha miharsina, yadvar rishus, and even so areyu chayev aleha, like putting a piece of chocolate covered, or chocolate filling on your head. So if he makes a shvua on a mitzvah, we're over there, he's supposed to be doing that anyway. He's mushpa miharsinai. So for sure, he should be chayev for that shvua. So the Rachbonet said to him, no, I'll tell you why not. Because im amarta b'shvuat harishut, shkin asaba lav kehen. You see, if you're dealing with something like putting a piece of chocolate on your head, you could make a shvua, I swear I will not go out with chocolate on my head. Yes, you could do that. And you could say, I will go wearing chocolate on my head. But that's because you could say it in both directions. You could make it lav, and you could make it kehen. And that, of course, is innate in the pasuk because of lehara or lehetiv. So it has to be done both negative and positively. But when it comes to a shvua on a mitzvah, can you say, I will not put tefillin on my head? No. So if you cannot say, I will not put tefillin on your head, on my head, I also cannot say, I will put tefillin on my head. And it's not included in the shvua's bitui, right? Beautiful. Now, I mean, that could be that you're still chayev, you know, for shvua shav or shvua shek or whatever, but it's not a shvua's bitui. Now, what does that mean? It means that actually, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira does not hold that you need to be able to say lav vehein, right? You don't need the positive or the negative, because he says, I don't care if you could say it, I will put on tefillin. I also have to be able to say, I won't put on tefillin. So therefore, according to what Rav Yehuda ben Beteira is saying, you don't have to actually be b'kayim this pasuk as stated. You don't need lahara o lehetiv. So if you don't need lahara o lehetiv, then you don't need l'sha'avar kishelatid, right? Because basically it was the same logic. Does the pasuk define the potential shavuos, and if they don't match this potential, they're not considered to be a shavuos bitui? Or is the pasuk just telling you cases? So apparently, Reb Yehuda ben Beteira, if he says you do not even need lahara lahetiv, and it does not have to be a potential plus or minus, a positive or negative, alachas kama v'kama, he holds you don't need for it to be both possible in the future and in the past, because it doesn't even say that openly in the pasuk, and it does say lahara lahetiv. That would mean that if Rav says you don't need the future and past tenses to both be a potential, he's going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, whereas Shmuel would be going like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, look, you know, it's not a positive and negative, because you can't say you won't put on tefillin. So therefore, they hold that you have to have the mirror images, positive or negative in the future, or it has to be either in the future or the past, right? So that would be the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, absolutely not. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, nobody, certainly Shmuel would not claim that he's talking or leave it to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says you don't even need lav vehein. Kol sheken, you don't need past and future. I mean, if hashta lav vehein lo boy, If you don't even need la rao laitiv, which it says beferish in the pasuk, you don't need both options in order to be able to be chayv on a particular case. So koshikein la bavla she'avar, what, that he's going to hold you need? That the thing that isn't even mentioned in the pasuk, that it has to be in the past as well as in the future? No, for sure, I would never suggest that, says Shmuel. Of course there'd be no way that I could say you're putter. Of course you'd be chayv. I'm only saying according to Rabbona. So keep league, I'll leave it to Rabbona. So Shmuel says, look, the Rabbona just spelled out Yerocho Bitraktana. What did the Rabbona say? They said, if it doesn't exist both in a positive form and a negative form, then you don't have the case of Shuas Bitui mentioned in the Pasuk. I'm simply extending that, and I'm saying, and by the same token, if you don't have Lahara in the future, and its mirror image due to L'chol Asher Yevatea Adam in the past, you also don't have a good example of a case in which you would be Chayev Shuas Bitui. So I'm going according to Rabbonan. Whereas Rav says, nonsense. Where did the Rabbonin ever talk about past and future? All they talked about to Rav Yehuda ben Becerra was about whether it has to be negative or positive. So, ki lo merchai v'Rabbonin, where did the Rabbonin say it's not part of this pasuk? That's in a case where it doesn't exist in negative and positive, which is a law of the hand. But that's because it says beferish in the pasuk negative or positive. It says beferish in the pasuk lahara olehetiv, but where does it say in the pasuk openly? I understand that there's a diak, but where does it say openly the din that it has to be lahabav l'shavar? I only know that from the drosha of l'chol asher yivatei, and there the rabbanon also agree that doesn't have to be in both directions, and therefore the rabbanon would be mechayev in that case. So now we've ended up with the understanding that we had before, and that actually what Shmuel is talking about is not the question of bichlal, whether you could make a shvuah in the past. What Shmuel is talking about is whether you need to have the mirror imaging, both in terms of positive and negative, and in terms of it has to exist possibly, potentially, in the future as well as in the past. Since you cannot translate a shvuah that reads, I swear so-and-so threw a rock into the brook. You can't say, I swear so-and-so will throw a rock into a brook. That is not a proper shvuah's bitui. Now you can get to work discussing what it is. But a shvuah's bitui that is mechayev, a korban olah v'yoreid, it is not. That's all the Shmuel is saying. There's a big problem over here. It's a beferish mishnah later on that we're going to have later on this week, Bezrat Hashem. Masir Revamnuna. The mishnah says that if a guy said, I did not eat anything today, lo achalti hayom, or he says, I did not put on tefillin today, and the person to me says, it's a swear to that, mashbiachani, and he says, all right, I mean, I do, he is chayev a carbon olav yored if it is a lie. Now, I mean, I understand, says Rav Amnuna, lo achalti, I didn't eat anything today. Yes, that is a mirror image, potential shvua, because you could say that I won't eat in the future. I will eat in the future. Fine. That is actually a plus minus future past. But lo hinachti is not. Because he says, I did not put on tefillin. He could not make a shvuah, I will not put on tefillin. And therefore, because a shvuah won't be chal on a dvar mitzvah. So if he can't say, I will put on tefillin, so then how, according to Shmuel, would he be chayev if it says that I make a shvuah that I did not put on tefillin? So this mishnah seems to run counter to Shmuel Shita. L'chor it's a tiyufta. But the truth is, Rav Amnuna himself answered his own question on Shmuel. Hu motivla v'hu mefarekla. It's not necessarily talking about the din of Shuas Bitui for carbon olivariate. It's giving two examples, okay? Lo achalti, yes. That's litzdadim. Each case over here is a little bit different. The first case of where a guy says, I did not eat, and he said, Mashbiacha ani, and he would be chayv. What would he be chayv? He would be chayv a carbon olivariate because this is a mirrored potential, right? It has that mirror potential. I will eat. I did eat. I will not eat. So it's completely mirrored. But when he says about lo hinachti tefillin, it doesn't say that he would be chayiv in the same way he would be chayiv on that first shvua. The first shvua, that was for carbon olivariate. But the second shvua is not a shvua's bitui, agreed. And he's chayiv on malchus, yes. Whatever that malchus was, right? Maybe that's the extra lashav shnei pa'amim, and so on. But the point is, I never suggested that it's a shvuas bitui. Now, that's not a kasha, because Shmuel was talking about the din of shvuas bitui. And this may very well agree with Shmuel, it's not a shvuas bitui. Okay, says Rava, I've got a kasha from the Mishnah later. There it says, what's a shvuas shav? So shvuas shav is nishpa l'shanot et hayadua l'adam. So he says a particular amud, that is a known amud, the amud in such and such a place even, which everybody knows, as we're going to see, is made out of stone. And you swear, oh, that pillar holding up the Ramban shul is made out of solid gold. Now everybody could see it's not gold. You say it's gold. That's a shvuas shav. That's not a shvuas sheker. Now Ula said, it's only a shvuas shav if it's known that it is, in fact, made out of rock and not made out of gold. So there had to have been at least three people that had seen and examined that amud. And then everybody knows. So obviously something that's publicly known, that is the classic shvuas shav. But I mean, if you claim that there's a solid gold amud in Timbuktu somewhere that you don't know anybody who knows differently, so that's not a shvuas shav. It has to be known that that's not the case. Now, just think about what Ula said, okay? The reason he says that it's called a shvuas shav is because at least three people know that that's not the case. Tell me what the din would be if three people did not know. And you swore that that amud in Timbuktu is made out of gold. So then it wouldn't be a shvuas shav. It would be a shvuas bitui. That's what it's mashma. And in that case, you would be chayev. Why would you be chayev? Can you say, I swear that it will be gold? No. So you cannot translate this shvua into a mirrored shvua. There's no symmetry in the shvua. You don't have past and future. And you only have, it is gold or it's not gold. But you don't have, it will be gold, it will not be gold. That is ridiculous. It's not in your hands. You can't say that. Afapikein, what does it say in the Mishnah? I mean, it implies, doesn't say, but it implies that in the event that it was a lie, you would still be chayev. Not for shvuas shav, but for shvuas bitui. And Rava, who asked the question, he answered the question. Hu motiv lavu mefarekva. If people knew about it, it's a shvuas shav. If they don't know about it, where does it say it's a shvuas bitui? That you can ask a kasha on Shmuel. All you could see is that it's a shvuas sheker. Maybe that's he's going to be over on Lotzi Shavu b'shmila sheker. But where do you see it's a shvuas bitui mechayev a carbon olivar? It doesn't say that anywhere. So that's no kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel wasn't saying it's not a shvuah. Shmuel is saying it's not a shvuas bitui, and therefore there's no chiyuv of olivar. That's all. Now, says Abaya, let's understand Rav more fully, okay? Now, this is a fascinating discussion. Remember that the Torah lists different types of shvuas. It's not the only shvua that's listed in the Karban Olivari. We also have a shvuas ha'edus, right? So, there's a shama kol Allah, the guy says, I swear I don't know Edus for you. Now that's a special case, which is called Shvuata Edut. You're only chayev on Shvuata Edut if your testimony would have been acceptable in court. So if you say, I don't know any testimony for you, and anyway, your testimony would not be acceptable in court because you're proselyte for aiders, you're related to the person, or you're not in court now when you take that shvua. That's not a shvua ha'edut, that's mechayev you. And now the question is, what is it? Because on the surface, every korban shvuat ha'edut is also a shvuas bitui. Or so it would appear, right? I don't know edus for you. You could say, I do know edus for you. I was made for you in the past. I was not made for you in the past. So the whole idea of having the shvuas edus is to create a new set of shvuas that's nogea edus. Maybe. Now there's another simple reason for why shvuat ha'edut would not be a shvuas bitui. Are you with me on this, guys? Hello, hello. Come in, please. Earth calling. So you would not be a shvuas bitui because you cannot say, I will know edus for you. You could only say, I don't know edus for you. I do know edus for you. Now, this seems to impinge directly on Shmuel's point, right? Because if the Torah needed to create a new category of a shvua, called a shvua sa'edus, there'd be a very good reason for that, according to Shmuel, because if you say, I don't know edus for you, you would not be chaya for shvua bitui, according to Shmuel, because you can't say, I will know edus for you. And since, according to Shmuel, only symmetrical shvuas are included in the din of Oyla V'Yared, and this is not symmetrical in terms of past and future, so the Torah had to create a new category called Shvuat Ha'edut. Okay, so we're going to be getting into that discussion and what the din is of a shvua that would have implications only in one direction, non-symmetrical, legabe edus. So, says Abai a fascinating thing. If a guy takes a shvua that I know edus for you, can he make that shvua as a symmetrical shvua in positive or negative? Well, yes, he could say, I don't know edus for you, in the same way that he says, I do know edus for you. Wrong. Because if he says, I don't know edus for you, then he's not making a shvua as bitui. Technically speaking, he's making a shvua as edus. But in the set of shvuas bitui, there is no way to say that I know edus for you as a shvua, because there is no way to be chayev as a shvuas bitui for saying I don't know edus for you. Okay, so even according to Rav, remember Rav holds it has to be symmetrical in terms of negative and positive, even if it doesn't need to be symmetrical in terms of past and future. So therefore, we have this brilliant idea, says Abaye, where Rav would be made that if you say shvua she'ani yodea lecha edut, and it turns out that he did not know any edut, he would be potter from a korban olah v'yored. Why? Because there is no way for it to be symmetrical. He cannot say, I don't know edut. Hovelete b'chlal she'ani yodea lecha edut. Why is it not included? Because if he had said that, it would be a shvuat ha'edut, and it would not be a shvuat ha'bitui. That's amazing. So even if you would not be chayev for shvuas ha'edus, why would you not be chayev for shvuas ha'edus? You're not kosher for edus. Well, you're not in Besdin. We'll see later on, shvuas ha'edus has to be taken in Besdin. So you would think, and this is what Abai is telling you, you're thinking wrong. You would think that if it's not included in the set of shvuas ha'edus, then it reverts to its original default set of shvuas bitui, right? Abai is saying wrong. It will never revert to being a shvuas bitui. So under any and all circumstances, if you would make a shvua that I know testimony for you, you will never be chayev on a shvuas bitui, a carbon oliviore, because you cannot reverse it and say, I don't know testimony for you. Even though you'd think, well, wait a minute, if you say, I don't know testimony for you and you're not in court, or you say, I don't know testimony for you and you're the guy's father, and wouldn't it be kosher for Eidus anyway? You would think that that leaves you still in the set of Shuas Bitui. Comes along Abaye and says, no. A, I want you to understand that there's a different set of Shuas called Shuas Eidus. B, that set is never going to be capable of serving as the mirror, symmetrical image of a Shuas Bitui. That's a profoundly abstract concept that Abaye is providing us here. It has to do with sets, and it has to do with symmetry, okay? So those are the two inyanim that Abaye is being mechadish. Now, that's when it comes to, I don't know Eidus for you, because it's not bechlal. I mean, I do know Eidus. It's not bechlal, eini yodei lecha Eidus. Now, I want to tell you something else. Suppose somebody makes a shvua, I did know Eidus for you, or I did not know Eidus for you in the past. Well, that would be a symmetrical shvua in terms only of the symmetry of negative and positive, but it's not time symmetrical, because you cannot make a shvua, I will know Eidus, that's not in your hands, right? So that would be dependent on the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. Can you make a non-time symmetrical shvua? Okay? Is this clear to everybody, you boredom people? Growl. Menachem El, are you awake, alive? Man, oh man. I can't take it. All right, Richie, you go, you laugh. Go ahead. As the ship goes down, go ahead, keep laughing. A maniacal laugh of the captain, you know. Yes, it was just a little piece of ice.
Got to it, but the phone, it was clear as mud and covered the ground, but the confusion made me ring go round.
Richie, you need a flow chart. You need a flow chart.
I need a reconstruction of the brain cells.
No, for heaven's sake. This is so beautiful, and it is so remarkable about how the concepts are so totally beyond their time. And it's literally things that today, it's college course. Yeah, some college course. I'd like you to find a college kid that understands the word of this stuff. But it's so amazing to see the concepts being bandied about with such ease, and it's so clear, and everybody follows, and everybody's having a ball. Come on, man. How am I supposed to play ball all alone? All right. It's like trying to play a tennis game while you're sitting in a chair. Alrighty. So bear with me, guys. Come on. So the case of Yadati Velo Yadati, that is the classic machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. How about somebody who swears, I was made for you. I was not made for you. That would also be a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, because since it's a mitzvah, you can't say in the future, I will, because if you know Eidus, you're mechuyev to. And if you say, I will not, and you do Eidus, you're going to be mevatel as a mitzvah. So therefore, only Rav would say that you would be chayev, because he doesn't hold you need time symmetry for a shvuah. Whereas according to Shmuel, you would batter him. Same idea. Okay, so we've got even Rav being Moda in this one case, where it would get into a different set of Shuas Eidus. And then the other two cases are further examples of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel as to how demanding the Pasuk is of symmetry for Shuas. Okay, now, let's try to understand the overall fact that there exists a concept of Shuas Eidus, which on the surface makes no sense, since it would anyway be part of Shavuos Habitui, and therefore the Torah would be Mechayev your Korban Olav Yored on the fact that it's Shavuos Habitui alone. You wouldn't need a concept of Shavuos Ha'edus. So, Bishlam al Shmuel. All right, listen, I'm going to insist. I got to see that big N. I haven't seen like 1 second. This is outrageous.
Okay. Get them to sing the lion's share of the poem.
Man, are you happy with this? Are you excited with these concepts?
I'm not telling about the same words.
But that's because you're not concentrating properly.
Oh.
Man. And Gabi's sticking in images of Joburg in the middle of Yerushalayim. It's also outrageous. What kind of... there we go. All right. So, this is fascinating. According to Shmuel, who holds that if you have something that's not time symmetrical, okay, then what is the din? You would not be Mechayev on it for the past because you can't say it in the future. That would mean that the Torah has to give us a parsha of Shavuos Ha'edus, because if it comes to Shavuos Ha'edus, you can't say it in the future. There's no way to say it in the future. So, V'hachi afke rachmona l'shavuot edut nichlal Shavuos Bitui. That's the reason that the Torah specifies a whole new idea, which on the surface appears to be just a particular case of Shavuos Bitui, and it makes it a new din of Shavuos Ha'edus. But according to Rav, what's the point? If you swore, and you said a lie, I do not know Ha'edus for you, what's the din for Shavuos Bitui? Well, you can't say, I will know Ha'edus for you. So what, says Rav? You don't need to have time symmetry for a chiyav on Shavuos Bitui. So would you be chayav on a Shavuos Bitui? Yes. So why did the Torah say that, oh, I got a whole new idea for you. Shavuos Ha'edus. It's not a whole idea. It's exactly the same idea that we knew all along. It's called lying. It's Shavuos Bitui. L'sha'avar. You claim you don't know testimony. You did know testimony. You're going to have to bring a korban all over your head. Why do I need an extra pasuk about a whole new idea called Rishama Kol Allah? And he says, I did not know testimony for you. All of that's a waste of time, according to Rav. The Mahilchata Afka Rachmana. Why did the Torah give us a new din, which is a set of new Shavuos called Shavuot Edut? Tell me that. Tomer Rabbanan Kameda Abayin. So the Talmidim said, well, maybe it would only be to be Mechayev him two separate Chiyuvim. So he'd have to bring two Korbanos. So in Achinami, it is included in Shavuos Bitui, and it's also included in the Shavuos Ha'edus. Maybe that's what it's for. Omar Lahu, so Abaya told his Talmidim, excuse me, gentlemen, Tarte lo matzita amrito. It's not possible to be chayav two shvuas oil of yared on one statement. The Tanya, it says beferish in the pasuk, not like that, because what does it say? V'hayaki yesham li'achat me'ela. It's only if you did one of these things, v'itvadasher chatala, and he brings the following korban, which then defines the korban oil of yared. So there is no way to be mechayev of a person. Two different things. So that can't be the answer. All right, Abaya, so what is the answer? I mean, you're telling us we're all wrong. So Abaya, what's the answer? According to Rav, why did the Torah have to give us this whole new idea, and create a concept of Shavuos Ha'edus? Ah, tell you why. It's a brighter. Look at Tanya. There's a new halacha over here. In all of the cases that it talks about the korban olah v'yored, it mentions v'ne'elam. There's only one place that it doesn't say v'ne'elam in the Shavuos, and that is b'nogea Shavuot ha'edut. V'kan lo ne'amar v'ne'elam. You know why? Because even if it wasn't ne'elam, even if you knew perfectly well that you're lying And you knew perfectly well that you're going to have to bring a carbon if you're lying. You're going to be chayev a carbon, even though it's kulei mezid. There's no excuse whatsoever of shogeg. I didn't know this and I didn't know that. You know everything. But there's no halama. So that's to be mechayev. You mezid, ke shogeg. And because of that, if you swear that you don't know edus, even though you know perfectly well that you do know edus, and even though you know perfectly well that you're lying and you're going to be chayev a carbon for lying, you're going to still be chayev that carbon, bemezid. That's why we need it. That's a tremendous chiddush. And that's the chayev ala mezid kishogeg. That's the reason. So the Rabbanit said to Abaye, well, wait a minute. Putting together what you just said now with what you said before, where you said you cannot be mechayev him more than one, la'achat me'ela, maybe when the Torah said la'achat me'ela, it was only referring to the mezid, but maybe b'shogeg, you could be chayev to korbanos. So let's, if he didn't know that he was chayev to bring a korban, so maybe in terms of that, you could be mechayev two different korbanos. Says Abaye to them, in disbelief, are you guys totally nuts or what? Didn't I tell you that the basis of that is the fact that it says, la'achat mi'elu, achat ata mechayvo, v'yata mechayvo shtayim? And now you turn around and said, yeah, but maybe that's b'mezid. I don't know, either I'm crazy or you're crazy. If it's b'mezid, there aren't two possibilities. The only time that there's two possibilities, if it was b'shogeg, and you would be chayv both for shvuas bitui and for shvuas ha'edus. Wasn't that the whole point? What are you talking about? Maybe it's only mezid. There aren't two cases. Bemezid mi ika tarte? You guys are as bad as those Dafyomi people. This is what Abaye taught it. Rava Amar? Rava says, look, it's very simple. You don't have to be bedayik in the lashon of the pasuk is achas me'ela. Basically, you could never bring a carbon other than for the shvuas ha'edus. There's no option of bringing an additional carbon for the shvuas bitui. Why? Because that would violate one of the 13 midas of Rabbi Yishmael. One of the 13 midas of Rabbi Yishmael is what? Dover that was bichlal, v'yatzali don b'davar achadash, ein l'chabo elachidusho bilvad. Remember that klal? Now, since the Torah created something that used to be bichlal, namely, shvuas ha'edus was bichlal, shvuas bitui. Now you're creating this new idea of a shvuas ha'edus, and you give it special dinim that do not apply in terms of shvuas bitui. For instance, it has to be said in court. For instance, the person has to be kosher for testimony. Once you apply those dinim, you're now telling me that this is a new halacha, and you can never throw it back into the klal from whence it came. That's the meaning of that midah. But don't give me it's because of the new pasuk that says la'achas mi'ela. By very virtue of its being a new category, the very thing that's disturbing you, why did I need this new category anyway? You would be over on bitui. Ah, that's the whole point. By creating a new category, you just X'd out the normal din of bitui, which means that even in the event where the shvuas ha'edus would not qualify as a shvuas ha'edus, namely, it's not in court, you're not roy to give edus, nonetheless, it wouldn't flip back into being a shvuas bitui. So how the heck could you think that you'd be chayev in two things in violation of a klal of the Torah, for heaven's sake? That's the point. Because ein l'chabo, ela chidusho bilvad. Another Gavi point to be written down to make certain it's true Rabbi Yishmael was there first, but that doesn't matter. We have our own amazing Gavi lists. Okay. Now, I've got a problem. I've got a serious problem. Because Abaye said that the only way that I know that that is true is because of the fact that the Torah says, la'achas me'ela, right? Did I get that right? Did Abaye not say that? Okay. So what does that mean? That means that he holds that that is a shvuah. It is a shvuas bitui, but I can't be mechayev of you also for the shvuas bitui. That's what he said. But suppose it isn't also. Suppose you're not chayev for the shvuas ha'edus. Then what is Abaye saying? Well, if you're not chayav for Shuas Eidus, you can't, then you're only being mechayav for one thing. What's the one thing? Shuas Bitui. So now Abaye is flipping over what he said before. Now he's saying, remember, what was the initial statement of Abaye? It had two points to it. A, there's a new category of Shuas Eidus, which means that it's not included in Shuas Bitui. And B, that would mean that it's never even flippable into Shuas Bitui. So then the very fact that he needed a pasuk to tell me that you can't be mechayivim on two things means that he agrees that it is a Shuas Bitui, except that if you're already chayiv for Shuas Eidus, you won't be chayiv for Shuas Bitui, because it's only la'achas mi'ela. But that implies that if you're not chayiv on Shuas Eidus, why would you not be chayiv Shuas Eidus? Because you are not a kosher aid, because you're related to the guy, because you took the Shvua outside of the courtroom, which is the only time that Shvua's Eidus is Chal, then you would be Chayav Yishum Shvua's Bitoi. So that means that Abaye now gives up on what he said before. He's contradicting himself. His whole brilliant statement initially explaining Rav belies what he's saying about the need for needing Achas, you see? Didn't Abaye say before, Moda Rav, Ba'omer L'chavero, Shvua Shani Yodeh L'cha Edut, and it turns out that he didn't know Edut, he's Potter, because he would never be able to be Chayav on a Shvua's Bitui for saying that I don't know Edut, and that's not true now. He could be Chayav and I don't know Edut, because Abaye is saying the only reason we won't be Chayav you is because you can only be Chayav him once and not twice, but if you're not being Chayav him twice, then there does exist such a Shvua, which was initially part of the set of Shvua's Bitui, and it remains in that set. So then, what the heck? You're right. For heaven's sakes, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of simple minds. Abaye is not simple-minded. He changed his mind. How do you like that? Hodar be Abaye me'ahi. Abaye had charota clearly in needing to bring that additional pasuk of la'achas mi'ela. Or there's another possibility. Remember that Rav Papa was the Rosh Hashiva in Pumpadisa right after Abaye and Rava's term in Pumpadisa, which often happened, therefore, that the Talmidim would say over the Rosh Hashiva at Kizak. I mean, obviously, they spoke Yiddish in Pumpadisa. It was a real yeshiva, right? So they said, the Rosh Hashiva at Kizak, that Eino Chayev Ela Achas. So they said, who's the Rosh Hashiva at Kizak? By me, the Rosh Hashiva at Kizak is Abaye. But it was really Rav Papa all along. So maybe, Chodeminayu Rav Papa Amra. So maybe one of these things that are contradictory, namely, does the Shvua exist or does it not? Maybe one that said we need the Pasuk, for instance, to tell me that you're Potter, that was Rav Papa. That was not really Abaye. So there we go, having new insights today into Pumpadisa, into Yiddish, into all kinds of amazing things. I guess that's all that you guys picked up today, even though we had all these great serious sugyas. We're left with Purim Torah, that's for sure. All right, so we did a wonderful job, I hope, today, reviewing the concepts of symmetry and Shavuos, getting a whole new insight into Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel about the nature of symmetry, noting that there's two levels of symmetry, because one of them is based on a Beferish Pasuk, Lahara O Lahetiv, and the other one would be based only on a Drasha, which would tell us, well, let's extend the din of symmetry, which Rav does not hold of, which boils down to a machlokas about whether something that's indeed not belavahein is indeed not a kosher shvua, but if it's not la'avar la'atid, it would be a kosher shvua. And then we also talked about the fact that a shvua's bitoy in particular circumstances, even though it meets all the requirements for symmetry in terms of shvua's bitoy, it is not part of Shuas Bitui simply because of the fact that the Torah created a whole new category called Shuas Eidus. And we also discussed the overall question of the difference of Rav or Shmuel in why in the world we even need to have a concept called Shuas Eidus, since Lamaise it would have been included in the dinim of Shuas Bitui and Bimachayiv in the same carbon olive yored anyway. Okay, fascinating, wonderful, exciting, absolutely edible. If you were wondering how it is that Moshe Rabbeinu survived 40 days and 40 nights without any food, you could clearly see that if you would have a sugya like this every day, you could simply survive off of that and would not require any milkshakes whatsoever. Wishing you a happy Yom Yerushalayim and a happy 43rd anniversary today in the Omer, and looking forward to meeting with you still about Yom Yerushalayim, if that interests you, so that we could have our normal mini shiur. I'm a little bit cautious. It might end up being a little bit non-mini, but it would be sort of a Mea Shearim style mini skirt. This would be a mini shiur. I hope. Okay. So we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem. I'll post the link and we'll get together for Yom Yerushalayim. Kol Tuv.